The Electoral Commission will start the biometric voter registration for the 2012 elections in the first quarter of next year. Already, the government has released 50 million Ghana cedis to the EC for the biometric registration. The country will be divided into zones for the 14th day registration exercise. The chairman of the Electoral Commission, Dr. Kwejua Farijan, who announced this at a forum on biometric registration, said the number of zones and criteria for zoning will be determined by the EC and all the political parties.
If the Electoral Commission succeeds in conducting an incident-free elections next year, it will mean that Ghana has had 20 years of an uninterrupted democratic elections. Dr. Kwaju Afarijan said the release of 50 million Ghana cedis out of the 82 million needed for the exercise indicates that government is committed to providing the EC with the necessary funding for election 2012. He said the biometric voter register in itself will not be the panacea to all election-related problems. Rather, vigilance on the part of all stakeholders in the elections is the solution.
The projected voter registration in 2012 will be the third time that the Electoral Commission will be undertaking a complete replacement of the voters' register. Aside from the complete replacement, the Commission has revised or updated the voters' register seven times since 1996. The 2012 voter registration will also be the third time that new technology is introduced. In the revision of the register in 2008, the Commission introduced workstations featuring digital cameras and optical character recognition forms. Four of the veritable challenges associated with biometric voter registration relate to capacity building, project management, data security.
Dr. Afarijan said it will cost the nation an additional $22 million to purchase 23,000 verification machines if the EC is to add verification to the process. He asked all political parties to help educate Ghanaians to have confidence in the system to avoid needless confrontations during the elections. A former commissioner of SRAJ, Justice Emil Short, said capacity building, data security and an open process during, before and after the registration are necessary for a peaceful election. Representatives of political parties stress the need for the verification process to be added to the biometric voter register to make the system complete. George Asikri, Radio Ghana, Accra.